Today's Daf Hashavu Shir Nishami Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz of Ohara edition on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the second word, Ma Taman De Beis Shammai. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nuntes Amid Beis. In last week's Shir, we learned that according to the Bavli, there is a double machlokis in our Mishnah. Let us refer back to the Mishnah. Beishami oimer mekaneich yorav b'mapo manich ala shulchan, ubeisilol oimer ala keses. Beishami shita is that you can wipe your hands on a towel, on a cloth, and then you could put it on the table. However, Beishami holds you're not allowed to put it on the cushion that you're sitting on. Beis Hillel holds just the opposite. Beis Hillel Oimrim Ala Keses, you could put it on the pillow that you're sitting on, but you should not put it, you're not allowed to put it on the table. That's according to the Bavli, it's a double machloikis. However, we learned in last week's shir that according to the Yerushalmi, we only have one machloikis. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to put the towel on the table after you wiped your hands from the Netilas Yadayim. Why? Because the whole problem over here is that the water is going to become tameh from a certain substance that it's going to come in contact with, and that's going to re-metame your hands. But the table in our Mishnah is not a problem. It is made either out of marble, or it's metal or wood, but it comes in pieces. All of these items are not mekabel tuma, so there's absolutely no problem with putting down the towel on the table. There's no chashash that the table will, as we learned in last week's shir, make the water, let's say the table is a sheni, it'll come in contact with the water, the drops of water that have been wiped from the netilas yadayim water that are now in the mapa, in the towel. There's no problem that the table that's a sheni should make the droplets of water into a rishon, as we know that any sheni that pasels truma has midrabbanan from the yudches gzeiros can make that water back into a rishon, and that rishon water will re-matame the yadayim and make them into a shniyos. That would be the chshash, but there's no chshash because the table of our mission, according to Rishami, has no tumma whatsoever in it. That was most of the tables, the Haredim told us in last week's shir, the normal usage of a table was a marble table. Either the whole thing was marble, or the Haredim said the top was marble, or it was made out of wooden pieces, or it was made out of metal pieces. All of these things are not mekabel tuma. There's no problem. Even if the towel has drops of water in it, it is not going to make those drops into a rishon, because if it comes in contact with the table is not metame. So it's not going to make the hands tameh again after Netil Sidaim. So there's no problem with the table. Everybody holds you can put it on the table. The machlokes, according to the Yerushalmi, there's one machlokes. Beishameh holds that you can only put it on the table, but you cannot put it on the cushion, and Beis Hillel holds, not only can you put it on the table, but you can even put it on the keses. And that's why the Gemara now asks, my time under Beis Shammai. Let's look in the Haredim, around 15 lines from the bottom in the left-hand column. My time under Beis Shammai, the Asri Laniya Chamap ala keses. Why do they hold you can only put it on the table and not on the cushion? What's the reason for that? And the Gemara answers, Shelo yitamu mashkin shebimapa mina keses, v'yachzeru v'yitamu es yadov. By the table, we said it's speaking about a table that's not mekabel tumah, so this is not an issue. But the keses could be tumah, because let's say the keses is a rishon or a sheni, they would use a keses that is a rishon or a sheni, because there was no problem. A person cannot become tameh only from an avatuma. he can't become Tomei from a Rishon or a Sheni. The only thing that could become Tomei from a Rishon would be the hands. So they were careful not to touch the cushion. But they did use these Tomei cushions. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, don't put the towel on the cushion because it has drops of water in it. And those drops of water are going to become Tomei from the cushion, which could be a Rishon or even a Sheni, and the Sheni we know will make the droplets of water in the towel back into a Rishon, and those will be metame the hands. That's what the Gemara says. Shleitamu mashing shemamapa minakases v'yachzeru v'yatamu es yadav. Let's see the charedim inside. Mashing shemamapa pirush Rashi b'Bavli. Kan the Rashi in Bavli in this sugya. And in the Bavli Nun Beis and Beis Shema Yehi Mashke Tefeich Olav Machmas Nigavida. Maybe there will be some moisture in the towel from his wiping his hands after Netilas Yadayim. The Yachzer of Yitamis Yadayim Kishma Kaneich Bo Yadav Tamid B'Tachasuda. What does he do during the meal? He's always wiping his hands from the grease of the food on this cloth, on this towel. But there's drops of water there, and those drops of water are now Tomei, and they become a Rishon. According to the rule that a Sheni makes water into a Rishon, that's one of the Yotches Gzeres, and that Rishon will make the hands into a Sheni. So that's why Beis Shammai holds, you're not allowed to put it on the cushion, you can only put the mapa, the towel, on the table. Continues the Gemara, my time of the Beis Hillel. What is the reason of Beis Hillel? Why do they permit not only on the table, but even on the keses, on the couch? Beis Shammai is saying a very good reason to prohibit it, because of the water that's in the towel that's going to get tummy from the cushion, which could be either a Rishon or a Sheni, and that will make the water into a Tchila, into a Rishon, which will be Metamed Yadayim. So why doesn't Beis Hillel hold to that? Answers, Beis Hillel, two answers. Number one, Lo'olam Sofik Mashkin Liyadayim Tor. Whenever you have a Sofik in Mashkin of Yadayim, the Mashkin made hands, the question is, did they make the hands tummy or not? There's some Sofik, it's Tor. Here we have a Sofik. We're not sure that there is moisture in the towel. We're assuming, perhaps, maybe, but it's possible that there is no moisture in the towel. And therefore, there's nothing to become tomei from the keses. There's nothing that's going to make the hands once again tomei. So therefore, we would be makel, says Beis Hillel. And the Mephoshim say it's not only by Yadayim, but actually, it's by any derabbanan. Since this is a tumah mid-rabbanan, the whole institution of tumah on yodayim, that they should be shniyos, is mid-rabbanan from the yudches gezeros. So if you have any suffik, it's tor. Let's see the chredim. Suffik mashkin. Shema mashke tefech ala matpecha, shema ina tefech. You have a suffix whether on the towel there is moisture or not. Tor, k'diz pepech beiz the adayim, the chol suffix betumas yadayim. Tor, any suffix concerning tumas yadayim, which is only a tumat rabbanan, is tor. That's answer number one. Dover acher continues the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Ein yadayim l'chulin. There is no din of yadayim for chulin. What does that mean? Says the Charedim, and the Charedim is approximately 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud on the left-hand side. Divri amaschal dover acher in yodam lechum klimer. Vafilim hoyo haddin, this suffix tumas yodayim tomei. Let's say we would say the din would be any suffix concerning the tumas yodayim is tomei. Dafkul a trumer loimer kain. We would only say it suffix is tomei concerning truma itself. The Yadayim Shniyas, the Kaimalon, Sheni, Oysa Shlishi, Betruma. Since the Yadayim, if they're a Sheni, they could make Truma into a Shlishi. So there, if you have any Suffolk, maybe we would say there that you would be Machmer. if anywhere. Aval hamachlokes shel Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'suda shel kol adam. The machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is concerning a suit of a regular person. D'loy ochel al cholin. The only thing he ate was cholin. You don't need really nitilas tam for cholin. The ain sheni or shlish b'cholin. What are you worried about? That the hands that are shniyas are going to be matame food that is cholin? Sheni doesn't make a shlishi in cholin. It only makes it in trim and kachim. So according, the ain sheni or shlish b'cholin l'kuli alma. Everybody holds like that. Ella. So why do we insist that a person should wash his hands for cholin? Ella mishum srach truma. It's only for routine because of truma. If people, kahanim, who eat truma, if you'll say that by chulin, you don't have to wash your hands, the Bavli in chulin of Kuvav Medav says that that's the whole reason why they also prohibited chulin without Natilas Yadayim, because if you get used to eating chulin without Natilas Yadayim, you'll do the same thing by truma. And by truma, it could be a problem that you're going to be making the truma into a shlishi from the hands that are a sheni. In other words, by truma, they're intrinsically, by truma, there is a problem that you might come to make a shlishi. So there, the Chazal were very makbid on the Netilas Yadayim. And if they would asur a suffik, it would be by truma. But here, the whole chulin is only because you should get into the routine that anytime, let's say you eat bread, you have to wash. So therefore, I'm washing for chulin also. But my whole reason I'm washing for chulin is only to make sure that I do it by truma as well. So if I have a suffik by the chulin, which is not intrinsically part of the takana, it's only because of the truma, there, even if I would say by sofik, I would be machmer by truma, I wouldn't say by sofik, I would be machmer by cholin. So the Beis Shammai is saying two svoras. Svora number one is that since it's only a tumah de rabbanan here, so any sofik is tahar, and that's why you don't have to worry, because you're not sure that there is really moisture here or not, so therefore you can be makel. Suffolk by any Tumid Rabbanan, Suffolk by Natilas Yadayim is Tor, and even if I would be Machmer, that Suffolk by Natilas Yadayim should be Tame, that's only to be Machmer by Truma itself, that is in intrinsically part of the Takana, and not by Chulin, that's only done Shrach Truma, for the routine of Truma. If I have a Suffolk in Chulin, there for sure I would be Makel. So that's why
Beis Hillel
holds that you could be Makel, and you could put it not only on the table, but you could even put it on the cushion. Continues the Gemara, Uka Beis Shammai Yesh Yadayim L'Chulin. And Beis Shammai holds there is Yadayim L'Chulin. Let's see how the Charedim learns this. Three lines from the bottom, left-hand column. Ube Beis Shammai Yesh Yadayim L'Chulin Bitmiyah. V'chi Beis Shammai Da'asri. That you cannot put the towel onto the cushion. Nehedi avachli truma. If we would be speaking about that the person is eating truma, have efshar larma to pliga masnis in the suffik tumas yadayim. Then we could say that by Shammai holds that suffik tumas yadayim is tome by truma, and they're arguing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we learned before that any suffik by Natilas Yadayim is tor. The Ashkechon we find Rabbi Yosi. The polling, and we're in now in the Charedim on the top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph, right-hand column, B'ktzas Sveikis. Rabbi Yossi argues and says that certain Sveikis in the Tilas Yadayim is Tomei. V'ikla Meimer, we can say the Beis Shammai Pligi Akula Sveiki. Mishum de Vadon Tomei, because Vadai is Tomei, so they answered all Sveikis. We find Rabbi Yossi is Machmer by some Sveikis, so maybe Beis Shammai is Machmer by all Sveikis. So that would make sense if we're talking about Truma. But as we mentioned before, the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is by any Suda, even if you're eating Chulin. Aval Chulin de Menadin Vadon Tor, but by Chulin, where the Din is. That by itself, even if you knew for sure that the chulin came in contact with the water, it would be tor because sheni does not make shlishi. Elamishum srach truma. The only reason we're asking chulin is because of the routine of truma. So yefsher sheyitamu besveikun. There's no way that you can make it suffik tome by chulin. Ella isavri devadin tome diyeshir daim l'chulin. Unless you hold that chulin has the same halacha as truma. Just like by truma, if a sheni touches truma, it becomes tome. So by chulin, if a sheni will touch chulin, it'll also become tome. That would be the only way that you could be machmer by suffik. And v'zeh teima gadol, to say that ela desfir le'sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin, zeh teima gadol. The halacha psuki ain choylik, there's a halacha psuki without anybody arguing, the ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. So the only way you could be machmer is if chulin would be like truma, where intrinsically a sheni could be a shlishi. But nobody holds that a sheni could be a shlishi. If nobody holds a sheni could be a shlishi, how could you say that by a suffik that it should be tummy? Suffik only makes sense by truma, where sheni does make a shlishi. So then we have to worry that if you're touching water and water is a rishon, that's going to make your hands a sheni, and then your hands are going to be metame truma, and therefore we're machmir even by suffik. But by chulin, if the water is a rishon, it's going to be metame your hands to make a sheni, and then what? You're going to touch chulin, it's going to become a shlishi? No, nobody holds that by chulin, sheni makes shlishi, and therefore, why should we be machmir by suffik? That's Gemara's kasha. The only way you could say yesha daim l'chulin is if chulin itself would make a shlishi, and then we could be machmer by the suffik. But that's not the case. Sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. It's only because of a sarach truma. So why should we say that a suffik by chulin, according to Beis Shammai, should be tame? We don't know, in fact, if there's enough moisture in the towel to make his hands tame again. As we turn to the top of Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Tifter, the Gemara is answering that you should interpret Beis Shammai Shita, Oy K'Rab Shimon Ben Elazar, either they hold like Rab Shimon Ben Elazar, Oy K'Rab Elazar Berab Tzadik. Let us see the Chredim. Tifter, Kloimer, Vadi Beholi Pligi. Certainly the Beis Shammai does not argue on the Beis Hillel that a sheni can make a shlishi by chulin. The kuli ami ein sheni oisir shlishi by chulin. Ella tamayi rabbi shamayi disfir like rabbi shimon lazer d'omar. Dechi gazru tuma d'rabbanan ayadayim b'shmayna esrei d'over. Lo yatrum b'vad ella af l'chulin. V'lo yil sheni l'tuma gazru aleim ella din rishon l'tuma. D'oisir sheni afilu b'chulin. So the Chredim says, certainly a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chulin. Nobody argues about that. But perhaps Beis Shammai holds like Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar Shita is that just like they gave the hands a din of a sheni ligabi truma, so that if they touch truma, it'll make it into a shlishi. They gave the hands as part of the Yudches Gzeiris a halacha by chulin that the hands are a rishon, and a rishon could make a sheni by chulin. And really, the Gemara here is saying an unbelievable thing. It seems that there were more machmer by chulin than by truma, because by truma they only gave the hands of the din of a sheni, which will make a shlishi. By chulin, of course, if chulin would be a sheni, the hands, then it can't make a shlishi. So what do they give the hands? A din of a rishon. And the water, which is a rishon, they said, will be metame their hands by chulin, that it's also a rishon, and therefore chulin, as a rishon, can make chulin sheni. The Chredim later will explain how this could be. How could it be that chulin seems to be more chomer than truma? Let's leave that for later. But right now, let's just get a basic understanding that Beis Shammai Einech Hanami will not hold that sheni can make shlishi by chulin, but they will hold like Rav Shimon Elazar that chulin rishon can make sheni, and the hands they gave it the never rishon. That's the shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. As part of the srach truma, just like they said that the hands have a din of sheni legabi shlishi for truma, they gave the hands a din of a rishon legabi sheni for chulin. That's one teretz, which we're going to explain further in more detail, oy krav lozer brab tzadik, or that Beisham was like a lozer brab tzadik. Let's see the chreidim, which is five lines before it gets wide in the right hand column. Oy krav lozer brab tzadik climber inami another teretz masnis and lav mechulin dalma. We're not speaking about regular chulin. Ela puktai the Beisham beisil. When they ate their chulin al taras hakodesh, they treated chulin as if it was truma, as if it was kodesh. Va'oisin oisan al taras hakodesh b'shami savrei k'truma dami. If you have chulin that you're eating as if it was kodesh, it has a din of truma. Va'afak of the ikur gzeir shadam lahoyu al shnius harisheni oisish shlishi b'truma. Even though they gave the hand of a din of a sheni, but by truma, sheni is oisa shlishi. And therefore, if we're treating the chulin as if it was truma, then again, we could say that we can give the chulin a din of a sheni so that it would be treated as if it would be truma and make a shlishi. Ubeisil savri, that even if you're eating chulin al taras hakodesh, that there were people who ate their chulin with all the chumras of truma, it still has a loch of chulin. You are unusual that you are treating it with more kedusha than it really has. So your das is batel, and therefore we look at it as if it's chulin. And by chulin, you cannot say that a sheni will give a shlishi. And therefore, by chulin, the Beis Hillel holds any suffix. Even if we'll be machmer by the truma, we won't be machmer by the chulin. And now the Gemara is going to explain these two terutzim in more detail. Says the Gemara, "Kir Reb Shimon ben Elazar on the second line on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Tani Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We learned in the Brayse Reb Shimon ben Elazar. I mean Reb Shimon ben Elazar says Mishum Reb Meir in the name of Reb Meir Hayadain Tchilul Chulin." They gave the din of Yadayim a tchila concerning chulin, and therefore it can make a sheni for chulin. Ushniyos, they gave the Yadayim a din of shniyos l'truma concerning truma. Let us see the chredim, which is the third line after it gets wide on the right hand column. Yadayim tchila chulin ushniyos l'truma haloshen zeh koshem yoyt. This lashon, as we mentioned before, is very difficult. Eich itachin lahachmer b'chulin tfeim v'truma. How can you be machmer by chulin more than by truma? Ubimnei kushya zu, and because of this kasha, habavli b'perik beiz d'chulin mefarsha b'doichi gadol. The Bavli gives a doichi pshat in these words of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. However, uva Yerushalmi manicha kapashta. The Yerushalmi here leaves the words of Rab Shimon ben Elazar in a very simple. The ain zu chumra b'chulin tveim b'truma. They're not being machmer here by chulin more than the truma. Ella kishe gazu chacham tumal yadayim when in the yutches there's the chacham or gazer on hands. Mishum the stam yadayim askani yisain. As we learned before, that the hands are busy and they're touching places in the body which will make them soiled and repugnant to eat truma in such a way. Stam Yadam Askani is saying, Cain, Svirla, the Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Bain Bechulun, Bain Betruma, Gazer Beshava. They made an equal Gzeira, Chulun and Truma. Ubetruma, the Shani is a Shlishi. By Truma, which has a din that Shani makes a Shlishi, Amru, die, it's enough. Shenem are Yadayim Shni is saying, well, our Gzeira will be that the Yadayim are Shni is. The Izharu Malachal Isa, they'll be careful from eating the trum, the umeligabo, and from touching it, belina tila, without washing their hands. Veloy ratzul hachmer lase salahem din rishon l'tumah. They didn't want to say by truma that the hands have a din of a rishon. And what would that accomplish? A truma sheyigubo belina tila. Tia shenis, the truma, which would be touched with hands that were not washed, would become sheni, and the din by truma is v'im tiga b'cheres, if that second one would touch another loaf of bread, tia shlishis, it would become a shlishi, because the din is that truma till sheni, it's metame. Metame always means it can be metame something else. And shlishi, it's poisel. Poisel means it stops there. The tumah stops there. So they didn't want to do that. They only were machmer, whatever the hands touched, that should be tummy. In order to do that, all they have to say that the hands are shnius. If you don't wash it, it's going to make the truma puzzle. It's going to make it into a shlishi. I don't need that the shlishi should make I don't need that it should have a double power, that it becomes tummy and it's also metami something else. That's enough that you'll be careful that you'll wash your hands to make sure that they are not metame and make the food into a shlishi. They also wanted to be metame the chulin, which the hands will touch. But if they would have said that the hands are din of a sheni by chulin, that's nothing. We said everybody holds that a sheni doesn't make a shlishi by chul. Hilkach nasalam din rishon. So by chulin, they gave them a din of a rishon. The rishon oisa sheni by chul. Rishon does make a sheni by chul. V'im yigu a chulin shenogim bama yadayim ba cherim. And if these chulin, which were touched by the hands, that were not washed, and they have a din that they're tamei, if that loaf is going to touch another loaf, loy pasli lay, the ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin, because sheni doesn't make a shlishi by chulin. So if they would have said that the chulin has a din of a sheni, just like truma. So that would be ineffective because that then if that would touch something else, it would not be tomei at all. So they had to say that we're going to make the hands a rishon for chulin. Therefore, if you don't wash it and your hands have a din of a rishon and it touches something else, that something else will be tomei, but it will not be able to be metame anything else. Nimtzas oimer. So the goal of Chazal was that anything that you touch without washing your hands will become Tameh itself, but will not affect Tumah further. So therefore, by Truma, it was enough for them to give the hands a din of a sheni. And if you don't wash them and you touch something else of Truma, it's going to become a shlishi. It's going to be puzzle. It won't be able to go further, but it'll be puzzle as a shlishi. And the same thing by chulin, we're going to make it into a rishon because that will have the same effect. The next thing that you touch without washing your hands will be a sheni, but you won't be able to affect anything else after that because sheni doesn't make a shlishi by chulin. So it's not that chulin is more chomer, but rather they want to have one din. The chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Elazar is that the gzeira was not only on truma; there was an intrinsic gzeira on chulin as well. But the gzeira was always in such a way where the item that you're going to touch without washing your hands will become tame. It won't be able to affect that tuma further down the road. Therefore, by truma, the hands are a sheni, and it makes the truma shlishi, and the tuma stops there. By chulin, the same thing. It makes it, the hands are rishon, and therefore it makes the chulin into a sheni, and it stops there, because chulin can't make a shlishi. This is the teretz that Beis Shammai will hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore, it does have an intrinsic tumah in it as a tchila, and therefore, even by chulin, we could say a suffix, we should be machmer and say that it is tumah. Here we won't say that suffix netilas yadayim is tor, because we, according to Beis Shammai, they hold that there's an intrinsic zera on chulin, just like truma, and therefore, any suffix we will be machmer. Continues the Gemara. Oy, Kerab Lazar Reb Tzadik. Or maybe Beis Shammai holds like Kerab Lazar Reb Tzadik. In other words, that Beis Shammai could be machmer by a suffix. Not like the Mishnah that we learned that suffix netilas yadayim is tor. Beis Shammai could also have netilas yadayim is tame because there was an intrinsic isser on the chulin, either like we learned before, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because they gave the Yodayim a din of tchila concerning chulin, so it could make a sheni, or like the Gemara is going to say now, according to Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik. The thing that we learned over there in the Mishnah in Taharis, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, Chulin Shenasu al Gabe HaKoydish, Chulin that were made on Koydish, if we look in the Charedim, he says, this is approximately 10 lines before it gets very wide in the Charedim, Divrei Maskal al Gabe HaKoydish, Lashon HaBavli, al Taharis HaKoydish. The Bavli's Lashon is al Taharis HaKoydish. People were eating the Chulin with the tahara of kodesh, shenoyig bam tahara k'moishanai b'kachim, he is noyig. He acts with this chulin as if it is kodesh, and he treats it with all the chumras of kodesh. Says the Gemara, what is the halacha of this chulin? Harei elu k'chulin. So the Tana Kama holds it has a din la halacha of chulin. That's what Beis Hillel would hold, even if you're speaking about a case here of Chulin Shanas al Taharas HaKadosh, but it has a din of Chulin. If it has a din of Chulin, and Ein Sheni Ois HaShlishi, there's no inherent intrinsic Isser on the Chulin, it's only because of Sirach Truma, so certainly we would say that suffering the Tulsi Daim is Torah, and there's no reason to be Machmer. If there ever was a reason, it would only be by Truma itself, not by Chulin. However, Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik Omer, Harei Elu K'Truma. No, it does. You treat the chulin as if it was truma. How far? L'tamei shnayim, that it would be tamei as a rishon and a sheni, v'lifsol echad and t'pasol one. In other words, it goes up to shlishi. Let's see the charedim. L'tamei shnayim, kol shemetamei acher nikra tamei. This is a very important charedim here. He says a very important yisod. Whatever is has in it the ability to metame something else is called tame. V'she'ein betumas v'koich l'tame acher. But if it is tame, but it cannot be metame something else that touches it, pasul ikri v'loy tame. It's called pasul and not tame. So, and therefore, in our case here, v'lifsol echak, v'slam perik bas v'chagiga, ha'revi b'koidish pasul, v'shlish b'truma. By kachim, so it goes up to Ravi. The fourth one is Tame, but it can't be Matame, a fifth one. So the fourth one is called Pasul. The third one by Kodesh is called Tame, because it can make a Ravi by Kodesh. The fourth one's called Pasul, it can't make a Chamishi. By Truma, it goes one less. The Sheni is called Tame, because it can make a Shlishi. But the Shlishi is Pasul, because it can't make a Ravi. So we see the Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik's Shita is that chulin that is eaten al taharas hakodesh has a din of truma that it can go up to shlishi and it passes the shlishi. So therefore, that's what our mission is talking about. These people were eating chulin al taharas hakodesh. See, even if I will say that by regular chulin, beishame would be moide, that a suffix would be lekula suffix by netilas yadayim. But where it's a suffering the Tulsi Daim in Chulin Shenasu al Taharas HaKodesh, we have to treat it, says Beis Shammai, like Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik treats it, which is like Truma. And just like Truma, Beis Shammai holds you have to be machmer by a suffix because there was an intrinsic Isser in Truma itself. It wasn't a strach truma, so too chulin, which you're treating like truma, because it's al taharas hakodesh, there Beis Shammai holds that a suffix you would be machmer, because you're as if you're speaking about truma itself. So these are the two terutzim in the Gemara of how here Beis Shammai could be machmer, even though it's a suffix in the Tilas Yadayim. What would be the sfor is why Beis Shammai is machmer, that you shouldn't put it on the cushion, even though you have a suffix, whether it's moist enough to transmit tuma. But Beis Hill holds for their reasons that in such a case, avada, you could be makel, suffering the Tulsi Daim would be tar, and Beis Shammai has their reasons to say that either the gzeir was made on chulin, treating it like a tchila, or that it's speaking about chulin shnas al taharas hakodesh, and there we have to treat it like truma, and there is reason to say by suffix it would be tami, and therefore you should not put it down on the cushion, because the cushion could be a rishon or a sheni, and the water might be enough in the towel to become tamei and make the hands tamei again. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara is now going to ask a stira in Beis Hillel. Taman tanin, and there in the Mishnayos and Idyos Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, we have learned hasach shemen tor. If a person was tor and he anointed himself with oil that was tor, and nitma, and then he became tamei. The yorad, and then he went down the tovel, and he was tovel in a mikvah. Beishamay oimrim afal pi menatev, even though he's still dripping from the oil, tor, he is tor. Let us see the charedim, which is three lines before it gets very wide. Hasach shem and tor keshohayo adam tor. Sach Hashem, and when the person was tor, he anointed himself with oil. Achar kach, and afterwards, nitma became tamei v'yard v'tovel. Beishami savri, then his batel Hashem v'gufoi. The Shem becomes batel in his guf. In other words, the rule is that mashke cannot become tor through a mikveh. A person's body can become tor through a mikveh. Now, this person has upon his guf oil. So Beishami holds that the oil does not have a din mashke, which would prevent tahara, because you cannot be toivel mashke in a mikveh, make a tor, mashke tamei. So Beishami sarvid in his batel Hashem begufe. The shemen is batel in his guf. The avu pi shenoit of malbisari achashtavel. Even though after he went to the mikveh, it's still dripping from his body. The mashke is considered like his guf. It doesn't have a din of a mashke. It has a din of a guf. And the guf is tor. Beis Hillel savrei, and Beis Hillel disagree. Let us go back to the Gemara and see what the Gemara says about Beis Hillel, which is five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Beis Hillel, Imrim Tomei. That this case, the person remains tamei. Now explains the charedim, the first very wide line, ubeisil savri, loy mi boy min nativ loy bottle. Certainly, in the case of Beishami, when it's dripping, that certainly is not bottle. And if it's not bottle, then the person is tamei, because since the oil is tamei, because the mikveh didn't help for the oil wasn't bottle to the person, so memele, it remains tamei, and it's metamei, the guf, and the guf cannot become tor. Ella, afilu loimenat, even if it's not dripping the oil, rak sheyesh ba kedei sichas ever cotton, you're able to smear one small limb, the hainu etzpektana shabiyad, the smallest finger in the hand, the pinky, loy bottle. That's enough to make it considered that it's not bottle to the guf, or adam tummy. The person remains tamei because of the oil that's on him. It's not bottled to the guf, and he can't be metaharet through the mikveh. So the oil is tamei, and it makes the person tamei. And the tahar in the mikveh doesn't help. Avol pachos misichas ever cotton might have been still the bottle to lechashim mashke. But if it's so small, the amount of oil on his body, less than what you use for covering, for anointing a small limb, his pinky, then Beisil is moided that is bottle, and it's not enough to be considered a mashke. It's bottle to the guf, and the guf became tor in the mikveh. Let us go back to the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah in Idyos. V'im hoya shemen tamei mitchalasei. What happens if the oil was tamei to begin with? Beishamei oimrim kedei sichas aver cotton. Beishamai says the amount that makes it not bottle is the amount that is needed to anoint a small limb. Beis Hillel say, mashke tefech, it has to be a liquid that is moist. Let us see the charedim. The second very wide line at the bottom of the Yamud, right-hand column, divrei maskil, v'im hoya Hashem and Tommy Mitklase Kishasach. So when he smeared the oil on his body, the oil was Tommy. Nishama Yoimrim Kadeskas ever cotton Choshev Loy Batel. If it's in the first case, the oil was Tohar, and then the body became Tommy. In the second case, the oil itself is Tommy. So there, we're more Machmer. Beishamarim Kadeskas ever cotton Choshev Loy Batel. That even if it's not tefeyach, It's not so moist, but it has enough oil to smear one little limb. That's enough to make the oil not bottle. And the person remains tummy. Aval pachas, but according to Beis Shammai, less than sichas ever cotton, that is bottle. So what Beis Hillel held by Shem and Tor and the Reisha, that's what Beis Shammai holds in the Sefer. Well, Beis Hillel savrei, Beis Hillel is more machmer. Afilu pachas mechadei sichas ever cotton, even if it's less than smearing a small limb, im hoya oise Shem and shal besorei teifeach, if that oil was moist, rutzalimer, Shem, what does it mean, teifeach, moist, Shem yitin kaf yodei olea yalach, like if he puts the palm of his hand on that oil, it will get wet, oise loy bottle. If oil will make his palm moist, then that's enough, that loy bottle, even if it's less than sichas aver cotton. Avol pachas mikan, if it won't make his hand moist, then bottle, it is bottle, even according to Beis Hillel, and then the person would be tor. Let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda has a dissenting opinion against the Tanakhama. Two lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Beis Hillel, Teifeach Umatviach. As we have throughout Shas, the famous call of Teifeach Almenas Latviach. It's not enough that the hand become moist when it touches that oil, but it has to have enough moisture in it that it can moist some other hand. It has to be teifeach, moist enough to make something else moist. If only it is moist, but it cannot make something else moist, that's not enough. Let's see the Charedim. Rabbi Yehuda, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda, Polagatanakam v'yomar. The Beis Hillel loy teifeach greide timoy. It's not enough if it's moist and it's tummy. Elo teifeach amenas latviach kloimer. It'll get very moist. Ad shem yitin ze yore hamichluchleches al kapoy hashenis. If in turn he'll take that palm that got moist from the first oil, and he will go to the other palm. It's enough to make that one moist. That's the amount that Beis Hillel requires, that it's not bottle, and that the person will remain tummy. So this is the Mechlois B'Sham and Beis Hillel, both by Shem and Tor, and by Shem and Tummy. But now, says the Gemara, Mechlois HaShita Sa'a, and the sheet of Beis Hillel is now a stira, as we turn to Daf, Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we will go according to the gears that we have in our Gemara, although the Charedim brings down a gear, suggests the opposite. So Mechalefesh Shitosan de Beis Hillel, the sheet of Beis Hillel is a stira. Taman over there in Idias Amrin Yuset Tommy. So we're focusing now, according to our gears, on the end of that mission in Idias, in the case where you're smearing yourself with Shem and Tommy. So there you say that if it is moist, if it's teveyach, so Beis Hillel says that even if it's less than aver cotton, that's enough to make the tamei. V'hochan over here in the case of the towel that has absorption of moisture, v'hocham rentor, and here, although for sure there is moisture there, but here Beis Hillel has a suffix whether it's enough to be metamei. Why over there does Beis Hillel hold that there's enough moisture to make a tummy? And here, where it's certainly moist, he has just wiped his hands from the Al-Natil Shidoyim. Why over here does Beis Hillel say it's a suffix and therefore it should be tor? That's the steer that the Gemara is asking in Beis Hillel from the safe of the Mishnah and Idias. The Gemara answers, Taman Be'enoi. Because over there, Tommy Beinoihu, there you're speaking about where the oil is present. It's visibly present. You could see the oil. It's not an absorption in the towel. But Vahacha Balua B'mapahu, here it is absorbed inside the towel. So there, Beis Hillel is more makel, where you can't see it. visibly. It's only absorbed. There's more of a question whether, in fact, it's enough moisture or not. And since it's a suffix, concerning the Tullus Yadayim, Beis Hillel is Makel. That is how the Gemara is Miyashev, the Mishnah in Idias, with the Shita of Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara with the next Mishnah. We're in Perek Ches, and this is Halacha Dalid. Says the Mishnah, again, we have a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel concerning matters that have to do with the Su'uda. And now we're doing Mayim Achroinim, and we have crumbs on the table. We should be Magdim that we're going to see in this Mishnah that it's based on another Machlokes, which is, can I use a Shamish, a waiter, a servant at the table who is an Amo Oretz? Beis Shammai says you are allowed to, and Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to. You cannot use a Shamish Amo Oretz. And based on that machloikas, we will understand the present machloikas. You first have to sweep up the house, and then you wash my machloikas. Let's see the charedim. The place where they ate. They used to eat lying down on the ground itself or on a bed. A short bed on near the ground, and pirurim, crumbs, would fall on the ground. So you have to clean up the ground of the house. That's where our Mishnah says, mechavdim misabayis. Oy, imeseba al shulchan. Let's say they were eating on a table. Mechavdim misashulchan. Mishiuri oichon. Mishnah's bazru alav. From the crumbs that fell on the table. Va'acher kach, we're saying the charedim, noitlum liyadayim, mayim achroinim. Depa'am mimsha shamash amoretz. According to Beis Shammai, you can use a shamash amoretz, so sometimes it could be an amoretz. U'meiniach apurim sheish from gezayis. He'll leave on the table crumbs that are as big as a gezayis. V'imato oimer noitlum liyadayim t'chila. If you're going to tell him that first you have to wash mayim achroinim and then clean up the floor or the table, nimtza atamavsa d'esa oichlim. It's going to come out that you will spoil food. Shemayim achroinim itazim alem nemasim, because water will touch them, will drip on them, and they will become disgusting to eat. They're full of water. Shashamishu amoretz nizu little to hapurum sheishrim kazayish shasul abdom. He is an amoretz, and he won't be careful to take away the crumbs which have a kazayish. And those crumbs, there's an isser of wasting them. Baltashkis, if they are a kazayish. If they're less than a kazayis, there is no iser. But since he's an amoretz, he'll leave over even crumbs that are kazayis. Therefore, Beis Shammai insists that first you have to clean up the floor or the table. There's no crumbs. Then you wash my machorinim, and then you're not going to be mafsid the crumbs that are as large as a kazayis, even though you are a shamish amoretz, and you're not going to be careful to remove them before my machorinim. Beis Hillel Oimrim, back to the Mishnah, Beis Hillel holds, noitlum liyadayim, first you wash your hands, and then you clean the house, the floor, or the table. The Pnei Moshe, right before the next Mishnah, adds one word, vehilkach, night on the right hand column, vehilkach noitlum liyadayim af betchila, v'achach mecham nesabayis. According to Beis Hillel, of course, if you want to clean up the house first, there's no prohibition. Clean up the house first, and then wash noitlum liyadayim, mayim achroinim. But if Beis Hillel says, if you want to wash mayim achroinim, there's no problem. And why is that? So here, the Gemara is going to explain it, but the Pnei Moshe in the Mishnah already explains it. So now let's go up in the Pnei Moshe, around 10 lines down from the top. Ubeis Hillel Savri, Osur Leishtamish B'Shamish Amoretz. They disagree with Beis Shammai, they hold you're not allowed to use a Shamish Amoretz. V'Shamish Tamat Chacham Enem Anich Perum Sheish Brem Kizayis. Elameser Oysom. A Shamish Tamat Chacham is going to remove those crumbs that are kazayis, which there's baltashkas that you can't waste them, destroy them. What remains if there's purim that are not a kazayis? No problem. The mutulab the biyad, you're allowed to get rid of them. They don't have chashivas, and there's no iser baltashkas on them. So therefore, Beis Hillel says that you don't have to clean up the crumbs first, like Beis Shammai says. You could even wash it till Shidayim, because you don't have to worry you're going to destroy food, because the Shamish, who is a Talmud Chacham, according to Beis Shammai, will make sure to remove the large perum that are Kezayis. What's left is less than Kezayis. No problem about Tashkas. So even if water spills on them, there is no problem. So you have a choice. You can either clean up before, if you want. You can even clean up after Mayim Achorinim, because you're not going to destroy any perum of a Kezayis. Who is the halacha like? Tells us to Pnei Moshe. If halacha ke Beis Shammai b'zeh, and this, the halacha is like Beis Shammai, the mutter l'shtamish b'shamish amoritz. The halacha is, you are allowed to use a shamish who is amoritz. So the shamish will not clean up the perum, which are Kezayis. So if you're going to wash first, you're going to be ma'aved them, which is an iser. Therefore, you should first be mechabed the bias, like Beis Shammai says, and then you wash Mayim Achorinim. It says the Gemara, my time of the Beis Shammai, what's the reason for Beis Shammai that you have to clean up first? Because otherwise you're going to destroy food, as we've explained, because you're using a Shamish Amoritz. He's going to leave over Purim of a Kezayis, and if you're going to wash first, you're going to destroy them. Uma Tam in the Beis Shammai. So what's the reason of Beis Shammai that permits it? If the shamish is a pikeach, which the Haredim says, it means a Talmud Chacham. Let's see the Haredim aside. Im hashamish pikeach, which is five lines after the medium wide lines begin in the Gemara. Im hashamish pikeach, Talmud Chacham climber. Oster lishtamish shamish amaretz. We hold that you're not allowed to use the shamish amaretz. Umiata ein chashash im neutlin tchila. There's no problem if you're going to wash your hands first. That's how it's explained in the Bavli, on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, that if you have a Shamish Talmud Chacham, he's going to make sure to remove the large perum of a Kezayis. What's left is less than a Kezayis. There is no problem if you wash your hands first, even if they get spoiled, because there's no issue to spoil perum that are less of a Kezayis. So let's go back to the Gemara. Im hashamish pikech, the Chredim explains this im means that since it's usher to use a shamish amoritz, automatically, who are you going to be using? A smart shamish, someone who's knowledgeable, who knows the din that you have to remove the large pieces. Hareza maver pirurim. Now here we have to look in the Shinin Nischois. He brings from the Rosh Shirillo that the correct girsa is Hareza maver pirurim sheyesh bem kezayis uminiach pirurim pachas mekezayis. Because according to the girsa, the way we have it, it says Hareza maver pirurim pachas mekezayis. That's not correct. Hareza maver perurim, which are larger than a kezayis, he leaves over the ones that are pachas of a kezayis. The male of a neitlin yadayim, you can wash your hands. V'achakach mechabed mesabayis, and then you can clean up the other perurim, which are less than a kezayis, and there is no problem, even if they're going to be wet, because there's no issue to be maved perurim less than a kezayis. The Meforshim just point out that the girsa in the Bavli is, as the Haredim says, im hashamish talmud chacham. And according to the Bavli, Beis Hill seems to say that your shamish is going to be a talmud chacham. Well, that presents a different problem. How can you use a talmud chacham to be a shamish? A kavod haTorah. How can you do that? So others say that the lashon of the Bavli Talmud Chacham doesn't mean that it's mamish a Talmud Chacham, that you have to be know him kavod haTorah, not use him. About you should not use such a chash of a person as a shamish. It means he's a Talmud Chacham. It means he's knowledgeable in this halacha. Someone who's not a total amoritz, he knows the halacha that you have to remove the large perurim of a kezayis, and they point out that the Lashon of the Yerushalmi indicates this, because the Yerushalmi's Lashon is not im hashamish talmud chacham, but im hashamish pikeach. He's a smart person. He is a knowledgeable person in this halacha, but ein echanami, one should not use a real talmud chacham to be a shamish.